As we all try to thaw out from the rare winter storm, many are still contemplating the president's recent State of the Union address that included several references important to agriculture.
Today in America, a farmer prepared for the spring after the strongest five-year stretch of farm exports in our history.
That statement made during the president's opening remarks coordinated with later comments on the need to move on trade agreements and the Trade Promotion Authority, which would allow Congress to vote yes or no to trade agreements but would not allow any changes in the process. Several ag groups, including the National Corn Growers and the American Soybean Association, applauded that effort that fell in line with the president's Year of Action plan that also included immediate completion of the 2014 Farm Bill. However, both groups pointed to the president's desire for an all-of-the-above energy policy, saying policies of his administration tell a different story, referring to the recently proposed reduction to the renewable fuel standard for 2014 and 15. The president also made statements regarding the need to invest in transportation infrastructure, but leaders from the American Trucking Association said that while they appreciate that reference, they remain disappointed in the continued lack of details and specifics for funding. The president also referred to agriculture as he encouraged Congress to restore previous cuts to research programs and fix our immigration system. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.